Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Today is a brewery takeover of...
More!
Brewing Company in Huntley, Illinois.
The More Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are their Kolsch Style Ale, Moreover, a double dry hopped hazy IPA, the Villa Pils, an Italian Pilsner, Henna, chocolate and marshmallow Imperial Stout, Orange Cream Double Marbles, Milkshake Style Double IPA with Orange and Vanilla, and Peach Gobbler, a fruited sour ale, Thomas, ooh, a black IPA. Those are rare, but let's see what they did with it. And finally, Route 47, a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut.
Needs more umbrella.
Way to round out a flight.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to another Suds segment where we know some people don't like beer. And that's okay. I mean, it is. We also know that some people don't like listening to us. And hey, you know, that's okay too. Heck, even we don't like listening to us. But darn it, we do like beer. So... that being said, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. Joining me at the table today.
My name is Bob. I'm from Canada. I don't like talking about beer. Unless it says Caroline or Labatt's, I don't like beer.
He sounds like a Kennedy.
He does.
Sort of.
That's kind of a Massachusetts accent.
Chowder.
Chowder.
You do kind of sound like a asshole.
No. Canadians sound much more offensive.
You are completely Kennedy.
And when I think Canadian. In beer,
he's Canadian.
Think of Baba Doug McKenzie.
Yeah. You hoser.
Hey,
yeah,
hoser.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you putting alcohol in your beer?
Good old boy, Kendall. Thanks for being here with us today.
It's my pleasure. I was going to say my pleasure as usual, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, right? It's the day still early.
Right.
Go to my mic.
This storyline is about people that have invaded from Wisconsin and forgot to leave. That's what this episode is about. So,
were they Kurdish?
Oh.
Let's see what I did there.
You know, maybe a dairy farmer that couldn't make it and they decided to brew beer instead. Yeah.
Okay. Good old boy Sparky.
This episode is getting off to such a good start.
Yeah, I don't even know where to take this, but yes. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave. Yo, hi.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. I'm more than ready to talk
more.
About this brewery.
Oh, what he just did there. More. I see it.
I hope we have some more beer.
I think there might be some more beer in front of me.
I only see one, so I do want more.
Well, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
These guys.
The comedy is that, just.
It's comedy
gold.
It's going
to start soon, everybody. It's going to start.
Okay. Well, today is a brewery takeover of.
More.
Brewing Company in Huntley, Illinois.
I was paying attention.
You were.
The only one.
I'm so proud.
Where were you, Dave?
I'm right over here, buddy. Thinking about you, saying you're number one.
Okay.
Again.
Good old boy Dave has done some extensive background research on them. Please go ahead and share the plethora of words that you found on them.
It's extensive in quotes, right?
I fired up the Google machine, machine. Here's what I found out. Well, after the extensive research I did by visiting their website, all I can tell you is that they are kid-friendly. And they have pretty
The website is a joke.
And they have pretty good parking. They do make a mean grilled cheese from the picture of it. So, but according to Untappd, the source of all beer information, Moore Brewing Company is a craft brewery with locations in Villa Park, Huntley, and Bartlett, Illinois.
Needs more background.
What
music.
What part of Illinois is that? Sorry to
It's the part that's
is that prison country down south or up north?
No, it's more towards the thing.
They're quite north. I looked at the map. They're maybe 10-15 miles from Wisconsin.
Okay,
it looks like.
Got it. Sorry.
So they're specializing in hop saturated ales, flavorful imperial stouts, and a variety of other unique ales and lagers.
The we want to be the kings of unsaturated ales.
The name Moore, pardon me, sir. Sir?
Yes. Go ahead. Out of order. Continue the marketing spiel.
You'll have your turn. Yes. Senator, I only have a few moments. May I continue?
I don't recollect.
The name Moore comes from our town of Villa Park, which was previously known as Ardmore. We wanted to tie into
that's what threw me off.
The roots of the city, as well as offer more in additional to our beer. We have an extensive whiskey, bourbon collection, craft spirits, wines on tap. Nobody cares about that crap. And even feature other local Chicago breweries.
It's the whole conversation about changing the town name that I really want to know about. It's like, how did that meeting go? All right, everybody that hates Ardmore, raise your hand. We're going to be known as
Villa Park.
Yes, that's much better.
I just, in all the years that I spent with breweries, the adjective flavorful is, I mean, that could go so many ways. Like, well, you've never tasted anything quite like this before. It's flavorful.
I'm thinking of a frozen blow pop or something. You know?
Or like your great aunt's ambrosia salad.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well-aged.
Well, that's flavorful.
quite flavorful.
Century was that in the back of their fridge from?
Flavorful and pungent.
I remember I was doing a beer tasting once. I was doing a beer tasting sampling, and one of our salespeople goes like, well, there's a lot of flavors going on in there. Yeah.
None of them are good. There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
All right.
I'm speechless with you, Jack.
I know. Yeah.
All right, Julie, you got to rein it back in.
We need more.
We need more. Well, besides Dave's extensive research on the Google machine, I was able to find a nice article from Beer and Brewing, which actually is a decent online magazine. I don't know if they're still in print.
They used to be. Are they still in print? They're one of the few beer magazines that still print.
I've always liked them. But anyways, they have a nice article from 2019 about Moore Brewing and where these guys came from. So initially, they had a bottle shop in the suburbs of Chicago and then decided to open their own brewery. And that's how the whole thing got started.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, fair. Moving on. Good old boy Kendall, would you mind giving us the selections of what we're going to be?
I'd be happy to. The Moore Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are their Kolsch style ale, Moreover, a double dry hopped hazy IPA, the Villa Pils, an Italian Pilsner, Henna, chocolate and marshmallow imperial stout. Oh, let's see. Orange cream double marbles, milkshake style double IPA with orange and vanilla. I kind of like orange cream, so I'm curious about that. And Peach Gobbler, a fruited sour ale. Thomas, a black IPA. Those are rare, but let's see what they did with it. And finally, Route 47, a gluten-free sour with lemon, lime, and coconut.
Needs more umbrella.
Way to round out a flight.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I'm intrigued. If they pull these off, well, they can be good.
If three of these are good, I will call it a success.
A win. Okay. Good old boy Mike, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
I've decided to channel two common things you're going to hear in this part of the country. One is an unindicted Illinois politician and the other is a Bears fan. We're going to call it the moment of grand desperation.
The Bears.
We'll start off with, hey, what do you think about that lineup? Because for number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Over here in Springfield, we always say before we even begin a meal, we say for sips or suds to, was that a belch? I'm about to pass a stone or a bill that is going to indict half of the politicians here. And for number three suds, ah, what a relief. So we almost made the playoffs this year, but it didn't happen. So, you know, for a suds four rating, a body should really not make that sound. Hey, Larry, I know you. Yep. For number five, because my friend, Mr. Ditka, he always comes up and says, "Dub Bears for five all day long. Listen to the hang time. Give me another."
Well done. He said, "Very Chicago."
He said, "Mr. Ditka," right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I heard part of
Ditka Shanera.
You know, yeah, the man.
Yeah.
Who owns the Bears?
Okay. The McCaskies?
I think
yeah,
the McCaskies
died.
The Bears, yeah. That lady just died.
Yeah, Miss McCaskey's dead. Yes. Just recently.
She's like 137.
I'm sure it's still in the family, but yeah, she was over 100.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, because we need a third Soldier Field to feel, you know, worthy. So.
Okay.
Let's talk about more.
Let's get to some beer.
Yeah.
Yes. Kolsch. Okay. First thing we are going to talk about is the Kolsch. 4.9% ABV, brewed with two varieties of German Pilsner malt and Cryo Saz.
Mm. Well, it's definitely to style. I'll give them that much.
And that is, if I may be so bold, Kolsches are hard to stay in style.
Yep, they usually get sweet or lemony, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Those are the two things going, hey, you really hosed that up. And, it's squeaky clean.
Yeah, I mean, there is a little sweetness in the middle. You get that, what you expect from a Kolsch, but it doesn't linger. Like a lot of them, you just get that syrupy feel in your tongue, and this one finishes nice and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty good, man.
I really like it. It's one of the better Kolsches I've had in a long time.
The only thing that it's lacking is a larger vessel.
Yeah.
Need a picture of this.
That says a lot.
Yeah, you're just supposed to drink these in like six of those little 10-ounce glasses.
That's right, the Kolsch service.
I mean, there's nothing better in traditional Kolsch service. I don't know if you've ever done it. Holy Grail
I've got a whole set.
Louisville does it, and it's great. You just keep your card up, and they just keep bringing you those little glasses.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Dang.
Wow.
I like this place. Plan.
Okay. This is... Dave, what do you think about this?
I like it. If Kendall likes it, I like it.
Oh,
there, that's it.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm happy that they have a Kolsch on the menu. And
I think it bodes well for the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did this well.
We are going to rate the Kolsch from Moore Brewing a 4, and we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a brewery takeover of Moore Brewing Company.
Gonna pay for that later.
Yeah. You are gonna pay for that later.
Plus interest.
Pay no attention to the subcontext here. More Brewing Company from Huntley, Illinois. Right before the break, we tried the Kolsch. We're pleasantly surprised by the Kolsch. Now we are going to move on to the Moreover, which is a double dry hopped hazy IPA.
Lots of melons.
Oh, yeah.
It's a melon fest. It's like honeydew melon. It's cantaloupe. It's, all of that kind of sweet, fruity. And it's all in the mid palate. It's really actually lacking some, bitterness to kind of balance things out. It's a bit too sweet.
It could use a little more bitterness, but I like this because so many double dry hop hazy IPAs just, they're all stereotypical. They all have the same feel. And a lot of them, there's something a little off about them. At least I think this has a mostly good drinkable character, but I do think a little touch of bitterness would make it even better.
Yeah.
So this is 6.5% ABV. They call it a delicious juice bomb thanks to a hefty hopping of Citra, Matuka, and Simcoe hops.
Yeah, not juice like you would typically find, like, that citrus component, lemon, orange.
Or like Jews in my synagogue.
There's that. Yes.
They'd be a little too bitter. Is that what you're saying there, Sparky?
I like it. I think this is a really nice, how I feel about hazies. Yes, if they're enjoyable, I can drink one or two of them. If they're not, I'm just...
I would have half a...
I just don't.
I would have half a can of this.
That's most of them.
Really?
I could do a full can of this.
I'd do a pint of
this. Maybe another.
Yeah, I think I'd try it on tap. I think it finishes pretty well because it finishes.
I like to drink a lot of beer. I mean, and that's the one thing about hazies is that I just...
That's why you're here at the table.
It's true. In the work release program, but... I feel
glad
like
you checked that box on the application.
It's true. But like that's beer. That's always my thing with hazies is like they just fill me up and I feel like, like if it's a nice clean. Yeah. Anyway, but this is very well balanced.
I think they fill you up, but then they kind of tax your palate too.
They tax
so you
your
just
palate.
Get that's tired. You're like, man, I think this is good. Like, oh, Julius, this is great. I love drinking this, but then.
Yeah, but it's an assault on the senses, and then you can't have anything else afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. And God forbid you have food with it, then you're host.
Then you just want to have a nap.
Well, for some of us, we are going to rate the Moreover Double Dry Hopped Hazy IPA a 4.
Oh, I was kind of with
You know what?
Me and Julie really
like
it.
Yeah, but there was a dimpled Chad.
I know.
Yes. There was definitely a hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Well, there's something else. Do we have a story, folks?
Poor Chad.
Do we have a story
from Wales?
You know what? It's interesting that you asked that question, Juliana, because
I was wondering if we had a story.
Yes, I do. I do. It's from the land of very few vowels, Wales.
How lovely.
I know, right? This is from the BBC. A woman who sent videos of herself passing wind in a series of harassing messages to her boyfriend's ex-partner has been given a community order.
You don't say.
Shop worker Rhiannon Evans.
How many people got lost in the I sent this to my ex's partner. Who would that? Okay.
I can just say from the picture that she looks like she looks pensive.
Scored woman.
Yeah.
She is definitely. That says I'm pissed off in Starbucks all day.
All right, guys, here's the skinny.
Well, no, she's the one who got the guy, I think.
She's the passer of the gasser.
Oh, she's the gasser.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The gas passer has the boyfriend. She's sending the videos to his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
She won the prize. I mean, I'm assuming
that's a strange victory lap.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What?
All right. Well, let's get into this, guys. Let's see. I mean, this is the BBC, so it's got to be pretty authoritative. Yeah. So shop worker Rhiannon Evans, 25, of Mountain Street in Carnarvon, Gwynedd, pleaded guilty. You don't even want to know how that's spelled, but that's how it's pronounced. Pleaded guilty to pursuing a course of conduct amounting to the harassment. Prosecutors told magistrates in the town how Evans' first inappropriate video is she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas. She sent three more fart selfies. Wow, that is an entire category of selfies that was unknown to me until today, to Deborah Pruthirk via WhatsApp on 22 December, the court heard, and four more in the following days, showing Miss Evans passing wind, her face smiling at the camera, magistrates heard. Damn. Evans was warned after police caught wind of the issue, but she sent further messages on Boxing and New Year's Day. Evans was arrested at her home and admitted to sending the videos and was given a 12-month community order and fines. She suggested that she wanted to send videos because she felt her partner was being treated unfairly, said prosecutor Diane Williams. It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout, found it hilarious, and her victim didn't. Miss Pruthick said in a statement, I would feel safe in my home.
How inappropriate.
Evans had difficult upbringing, the court was told. I mean, what sort of difficult? Okay, I'm not going
she
there.
She had poor upbringing?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
At least she didn't try to light them. I mean, that's this, yeah. The one saving grace in the story. Anne was said to have mental health problems.
Oh,
a probation
really?
Officer.
Shocker. Wow. Right?
No.
Is this poor decision making or a mental health crisis? Yes.
Yes.
Could be both, yeah. Wow.
So her probation officer said that she'd been in a relationship for 2 years and there was bad blood with her boyfriend's ex-partner. Harriet Gorst, defending, said, there's some issues going on between Miss Evans' partner and his ex-partner with regard to child contact. At the time she sent these videos, she had some drinks and she sent them awfully some beans, too, understanding that this was now to cause victims some stress and some skid marks and her undies. She sent them without making malicious intent. Magistrates imposed 15 rehabilitation sessions, 60 days of alcohol abstinence, a cork for her buttocks, and a 2-year restraining order against contacting the victim. Evans must now pay £100 compensation and £199 costs. Well, there you go, guys.
You know what? Love stinks sometimes.
It does. And maybe Wales is the Alabama of England. I'm sorry.
No, you're not far off.
Okay, probably. Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
Wow. That's
a great story.
Are they sister cities in?
They could be.
If not, it might need to be. Yeah. Sister states.
Because nothing says farting videos like, okay, you know, we're from Alabama.
Cardiff.
Where did it say that was?
Mobile.
Wales.
I know, but wait, did you give a city name?
No, yeah, Cardiff.
Oh, it's in Cardiff. Okay. Okay. My people aren't from Cardiff, so.
No.
Okay,
good. It's not Cardiff.
My people.
Kendall's I don't come from stuff like that. Yeah. We don't do that.
Great grandfather came over from.
Well, maybe that's why.
No, it's.
Oh, this is Carnarvon. Group of idiots.
Yeah. It's Carnarvon Gwynedd. So not. Yeah, I just want to be clear.
Well, you know, as a solicitor, I'm really disappointed I didn't take this case.
Sorry, buddy.
You know, because
what sort of defense?
I mean, I don't even know where you would start going. So, show me the videos. You know, what kind of evidence do you have that it was actually farted? I mean, how do you know that couldn't just been like a fan with wind?
It could have been called for jury duty. I think that would at least be something.
It could have been the fart machine. You just don't know.
Right. Like, you don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
If you practice law over there, would you have to get one of those wigs?
That is high court. So that's a
don't let him fool you. He already has one.
Right. Now,
Mike's got a lot of wigs though. So, you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Good Old Boy Sparky.
You're welcome.
And
I'm sorry.
And the added dialect was very impressive. Very impressive.
Well, that was definitely the voices I heard in my head, you know.
Was it?
I just wonder
she's
what
a very naughty girl.
I just want to know specifically, is this a career-limiting move, you know? When she hit send, you know,
and I don't,
because
I,
it's on
I
WhatsApp,
don't,
it would have been
might be different.
Because if
there.
I am going to send a farting video, I want to do it in a safe, encrypted manner, you know, across WhatsApp.
Something tells me on this Signal. Did not negatively impact her.
I'm really glad that, you know, she kept it safe. So,
okay. I mean, I've heard of stand by your man, but dadgum.
Right? Okay. Moving on, folks.
What was the point?
You know. Moving on. Let's go.
What are you going to do today? I'm going to make farting videos. Send them to my ex. You go, girlfriend.
Okay, well, if you were Beavis or Butthead, that might be what you're doing. Yeah.
You seen the new ones? They're back.
Yeah.
Are they good?
They're okay.
Okay. They've kind of lost their luster.
It's hard to recapture the magic.
Yeah. I think it was same old, same old.
I think it was the SNL skit that actually spurred that on.
Oh, that SNL skit was so
good. That was pretty amazing. That was good.
Okay. Moving on, let's get back to...
Beer.
More beer.
Ah. Uh-huh. So more the word Italian Pisner, what's the first thing you're going, I wonder if this is better or worse?
I'm just sitting... I've been sipping on this the whole time we had that conversation because it's... good.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
is that why you've been holding your fingers together the whole time?
So we've had.
I love Italian pilsners.
So it really well, though, this says it's German.
It does?
Really?
Oh, I thought it said.
This says Italian pilsner here.
It's very hoppy.
Villa Pils from Moore Brewing, 4.8% ABV, which is what it says. And on the can, it says German style pilsner.
Ah, so Dave,
our traditional German pilsner with 100% German bread malt and hop with Hauertauen sauce.
It's creamier.
I mean, I feel like they did had to dry hop this thing a little bit.
Because it's bready and extra smooth.
It's so bright, and it really reminds me of an Italian one. I would not call this a German pils at all.
Do you like it less now that you know that it's really
No, it's
German
a beautiful beer. I love the hop flavors you're getting from it. And that's really hard to do if you're just straight up kettle hopping.
Who said bready? I thought that was spot on. You know, it is a bit on the bready side. Not bread. Bready.
They actually say it in the description that it is bready and extra smooth with a healthy amount of carbonation packed into every sip.
Yeah, it's kind of creamy. It's a little heavy on the palate, I think.
It is creamy.
Very nondescript. This would be something I need a pretzel to go with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm just loving it. I don't care what style it is. I just like this beer. It's super easy drinking. It has really nice flavors. I could put away a few of these.
What's the ABV on this one?
4.8.
Dude, yeah, I could.
Oh, this is crushable.
I banged through a bunch of these.
Yeah, yeah, this is very crushy.
Mm. Yeah, that's a nice beer.
Okay, and we shall rate the Villa Pils, which is German / maybe Italian wannabe, a wow. 4.
It's married to an Italian.
Yes.
It's an Illinois Pilsner.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
And what would that mean?
Another desperate moment in Soldier Field.
So one quick callback to Sparky's story. So apparently breaking up in like the UK is kind of a stressful thing, because the other story I'd heard about recently is this lady broke up with her boyfriend and he posted her phone number all over town and said, like,
send her farting videos.
If you call this number and do your best Chewbacca impression, the best impression wins 100 pounds.
Ooh.
And people are calling this lady constantly.
Oh, I want that number.
At all hours of the day.
Oh, I love this.
And like 3 in the morning, she'll get a phone call.
This is better than revenge porn all day long. Yeah. I'm telling you, that is brilliant.
But you know, you can set your iPhone to just dump numbers that aren't in your contacts, right? I know. That's what I would do, because that would get annoying really, really fast.
I would ask for like Beavis and Butthead, you know.
Well, like people would keep calling and be like, I want my money. Where's the prize murder? Did I win? Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But do it over WhatsApp in a safe and secure, you know, encrypted manner. Okay, people?
Sure. End-to-end encryption.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring on the vanilla.
We're not there yet, buddy.
No, but close. Okay. The next beer that we are going to talk about is Henna, the chocolate-covered marshmallow variety. This is 14% ABV, and this is part of their Henna series, they have all sorts of varieties of
guacamole.
Things.
Need a open fire pit.
Okay. Yes.
I need a shot of insulin.
So
that's where I was going.
Okay. Imperial start with marshmallow and cocoa nibs.
This is diabetes in its in a cup.
So just Hershey's syrup.
It really, yeah. It reminds me of that one beer that like Brandon Jones did with Untitled Art a couple of years back, which was literally like fermented Hershey's syrup. Like,
So yeah. Let me, while you're forming your opinions of this beer, let me just say, okay, I bought all these as singles. That particular can of beer was almost $12.
Holy Moses. Wow.
And when they sell it, they